All right, guys, maybe you're like, oh, I'm tired of my energy provider, but I don't want to deal with shopping for new rates. Well, guess what? Triangle, they're making the process easy. This is a company you want to do business with. Born and raised in Texas company, and they're providing, they're keeping it simple. Fixed rates. You pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees, no gimmicks, no surprises on your bills, no gotchas. You're going to get a weekly usage update, so you already have a good estimate on what your energy charges are before your bill even hits the mail. And you can lock in for 12, 24, 36 months in a super easy, fast sign-up process. The rate you see with Tri-Eagle, that's the rate you pay, period. End of discussion. If you go over a certain amount of electricity, still, same rate. And their rates are great as it is, but because you're a fine listener of this program, you just use the promo code ESPN when you sign up, you'll get an even better discount. 877-93-EAGLE or visit TriEagleEnergy.com, TRIEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the Grove at Discovery for the launch of Gal Media's newest website, Automotive Map. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I mean, that was about as bad of a game as he could have played.
And it's one of those that's really misleading if you look and say, oh, he threw for 309 yards. Yeah, he put the ball up 47 times. On the whole, I love what the Texans did defensively. Usually I bitch when Romeo does his bend but don't break thing.
They were in a situation they could.
It was actually perfect. Basically, they would drop guys back and make him beat him with his throws. And where I think the Jaguars made a mistake was not throwing the ball to Fournette more out of the backfield, because to this day, the Texans have never figured that out, how to cover any running back out of the backfield. And he had a couple of plays there, but they basically said, look, we're going to stop Leonard Fournette, or at least slow him down, and you're going to have to beat us. And when you do, you're going to have to beat eight guys in coverage. And Minshew missed on a lot of passes. I thought it was a really good overall defensive performance. It's a good scheme, considering that they had some holes back there and some guys hurt.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Tyler with a fumble there. Hour number three, 7-1.
You got to call him out. I mean, what's the big deal? Let him live.
Because
no one would have known.
Yeah, they would have, because I'm sitting here saying something over and over again.
That they couldn't hear.
Right.
And then as soon as you can't, you're like, oh, way to go, Tyler.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm tired. I'm jet lagged.
You've already bitched at our promotions director. You basically, like, punked her out.
Well, I'm just like, what was she taking the thing down for?
No,
the sun wasn't down.
What the hell are you doing?
That's not what I said.
Tyler, did he say, what the hell are you doing?
I don't care if I did.
You may or may not have said that.
I don't care if I did. You guys
but
quit
you did.
You guys quit screwing up. We've been traveling all freaking day. All I ask is that you don't be mediocre. Is that too much to ask?
I don't know.
Apparently it is.
Just be nice to people.
I'm not being nice to anybody today.
Nobody's perfect, Fred. Even us.
Well, speak for yourself. Anyway, hour number three, 713-780-3776. If you want to...
You want to get back into the handsome men in London again? You want to go...
Hey, I'm sorry.
London?
Well, now, to be honest, we were staying in the area, which is basically the Wall Street of London. That's where our hotel was. And so, that's where all the handsomes are.
Okay.
But you would think the women would be equal, but they're not. They're not. So, I mean, I would never be able to live there because.
Did you run into any American bartenders?
I ran into a bartender from Saskatchewan.
Okay.
Oddly enough.
I ran into two American bartenders.
Really?
One was at a pub called the Old Red Cow. He was from Missouri. And then the girl that worked at Cantillon in Brussels, also from Missouri. So apparently a lot of Missourians head into to Europe to make life better for themselves.
Yeah, we went to, I guess on Saturday after we went around Parliament area and saw all that stuff, we went down. I wanted to find the tailor shop from Kingsman. And so I went down there.
What?
So if you're not into the movie, so.
No, I'm not.
But
what is it, like the Harry Potter shops?
No, it's not. But it is kind of the Harry Potter area, actually.
Okay.
But, no, it's just there's a famous tailor shop there, so I just want to get a picture of it, which I did. But there was also a really cool pub there, And the girl starts talking, and after 2 seconds, I'm like, well, what part of Canada are you from? So, oh, Saskatchewan. So then she and Val hit it off right away, of course. But, yeah, I didn't run into any American people working there.
Okay.
So
I ran into more than I expected to.
Well, I don't blame them.
No, it's, I mean,
if I did something that didn't require being here, I'd love to live
there. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'd pick London, but I like just seeing a couple European cities makes me think that there's some cities there that I could live in.
Well, it's such a, I mean, from a history standpoint, from everything else, it's just incredible. I mean, and I, you know, as somebody who occasionally writes, I mean, London's Mecca. I mean, there's so many fantastic writers that they have us beat on writers. They have us beat on rock bands. I think they have better actors than us. And
I don't know about that.
I mean, I think we should take our beer and women and be happy.
Maybe stage actors.
Well, but I mean, every time you go and look and say, oh, wow, that guy's a really good actor. He's almost always British. I mean, we have a few. But they kick our ass.
You're talking about old school guys.
Well, but
who do they got now? Who's good young? You got that Cumberbatch guy. That's your only guy.
Taron Egerton, who did the Elton John guy.
Well, he's all right.
Stop. Look, just.
He's no Leo.
Let's take our L's, man. We'll take our L's.
You're trying to give us L's. You go to a place one time and you want to immediately become adopted by them.
No, I don't want to be adopted.
You do. You want to be honorary London, honorary Canada.
No.
You're anti-American.
I'm not anti-American. You know what's funny, though? Is whenever
I'm a patriot, sir.
Yeah, you're also a pain in the ass. But what's funny is when you get in discussions, and I so try to avoid political discussions with people, but the views people have of their country versus the views they have of us, it's really interesting to get, you know, to hear what other people think.
Well, apparently that guy over there, that Boris Johnson guy, is basically
he's Trump.
They're very similar.
Trump with I like his hair better than Trump's. He's got that weird blonde hair, but yeah, and so depending on where you are in the city, you get very different opinions on Boris.
I will say one thing I noticed there: patriotism bigger here than it is in, like, you know how people always make fun of Texans for being so proud to be from Texas.
Yeah,
just in general. So like, if Texans are prouder than your average American of what part of America they're from. Americans are much prouder to be where they're from than Brits, because, like, you talk about, like, the flags. You can't go in the U.S., you can't go a block without seeing a U.S. flag
hanging
somewhere.
And around here, you can't go too far without seeing a Texas flag.
And I expect, like, in Chicago, you go in Chicago, you see that Chicago flag everywhere. I assumed that Union Jack was going to be all over the city.
No.
It's hardly anywhere. And you know where you don't see one? In Wembley Stadium, until they bring it out for the anthem.
God Save the Queen.
And then they roll it back up and take it out of there. You'd think that they'd just be all over the place, but they're really not.
And that, it's weird to me because, you know, the whole Canadian influence thing, I mean, England's influence on Canada. Canada's a lot more, well, Western Canada's a lot more like Texas. There's Canadian flags everywhere.
Yeah.
They're very, very proud of their provinces. But England, yeah, it was like, and I ran into some really educated people who...
That was me.
No, not you.
Oh.
I'm talking about from there.
Oh, okay.
Who...
All right.
Don't like their country. Don't like what's going on there.
They're tired of paying the high dollar.
That's always going to be a thing. But Alamot has a good point. We have them on dentists.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a win for us.
What was your energy drink situation like over there?
It was screwed. I finally found Red Bull the last day, but it wasn't sugar-free Red Bull. It was just regular Red Bull.
So there's a Coca-Cola energy drink that we don't have here. Well, not that I've seen anyway. But they had no sugar Coca-Cola energy drink. It was so disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to taste it. I just cracked it open and dumped it down my head. But I had like a gag reflex. I mean, it was bad. So they need to step that game up. That's another place we've got them beat. I finally one day saw some Monster.
Yeah.
And I got a sugar-free Monster.
I saw that, but again, they didn't have any sugar-free, so I'm like, I wasn't going to mess with it. The other thing, too, just getting back to the beer, I actually had three beers that I bought there that I didn't finish.
Really?
That'll tell you how bad.
Oh, I finished everything.
Because I'll usually force my way through it once I bought it.
Waste not, want not. But I guess when you're only getting like 3.1%, it's... Yeah. All right, I got to tell you about my computer career. You want a job you can do anywhere in the world? How about that? How about IT? You could do that in London, Fred. Anna, back in May, was working at Walmart. And she heard an ad that changed her life forever. And it was probably me. It was probably me reading a commercial just like this. And I saved her life, basically. She had no IT experience at all, and she enrolled at My Computer Career. 4 months later, she started her IT career, hired by another My Computer Career graduate. Don't be afraid of the future. Be part of it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Maybe you'll be influenced by this commercial that I'm reading right now. I don't want to say that I'm a hero, but I'm a little bit of a hero if that happens to you. I'm just kind of your personal hero. It's nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start soon. Go take the free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
Hey, guys, the holidays are approaching, and you may be thinking about how you're going to save some extra money. Well, we've got a way that maybe you haven't thought of yet. How about you consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with LightStream? In fact, you can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, which is much lower than the national average interest rate, which is over 20%. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates rise, your low rate won't budge. No fees, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. They believe that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Right now, you can apply to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information. That's LightStream.com/Fred.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the Grove at Discovery Green, for the launch of Gal Media's newest website, Automotive Map. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I officially feel very underdressed. But, I mean, we have an excuse. I mean, we had to come straight from the airport.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's buying our excuses.
No, no. But Lamont said he's puzzled that I like London but sour on New York. Listen, in fact, I think going to London makes me like New York even less because it's just kind of a wannabe London. And, I mean,
it's kind of like an American London.
Well, yeah, and it's not as good.
So. I disagree with that because, I mean, the best chefs in the world are all coming to London, or all coming to New York. I mean, it is the center of the universe because it's the greatest. Well, not the greatest city in my opinion, but it's the great city in the greatest country in the world.
It's incredibly pretentious, and
London's not.
No, actually, I've met.
Give
more,
me a break.
I'm telling you what, I met more nice people in London than I've met in my 10 trips to New York.
The things I'll give London over New York, I mean, the architecture is so great. It's pretty. It's old. I mean, it's interesting.
You can't beat that. Although New York's got some pretty decent architecture.
And New York is smelly. Like, you walk the streets of New York, and it smells like hot trash and urine.
And their homeless situation's a lot. Well, of course, ours is bad, too. But
yeah.
That's one thing. They do a pretty good job of hiding the homeless there.
Well, in the area around our hotel, they do, certainly.
Well, but that's okay because they don't do that in L.A.
Yeah.
And they don't do that in New York, and we don't do it here. Because guess what? Right next to one of our biggest, nicest hotels, there's a whole bunch of homeless people. So, yeah, I've never been a fan of New York. You guys are never going to sell me on it. So, but I mean, it's taken me a long time to even appreciate it to the point where I don't hate it.
Yeah,
like I liked my last trip, but it's not like I want to go back. If it's on my list of if I never have to go back somewhere, that's pretty far up. There are too many people in London.
Yeah.
I think there's like 12 million.
Yeah.
Which,
it's too many.
Yeah, and it makes it hard to get around.
Well, there's too many people in New York, too. They have that in common.
Well, that's the thing. If I could Thanos them both, then it might be a competition.
Yeah.
If I could get rid of half of everybody in both of them, and then, yeah, then we'll talk. But unfortunately, nobody's going to give me that gauntlet. I mean, they should. I mean, I'll pick wisely. I'm not going to do it just randomly.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to have a screening process?
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be like customs. To the left, to the right, to the left,
no, it'll be an interview process.
Okay.
It's like, okay, give me your three best reasons why I shouldn't snap you out of existence.
Everybody's going to say, I've got a family.
Okay, that doesn't matter.
Oh,
okay. I'll snap the family out, too.
Oh.
That way everybody's on the same team.
You're a cruel god.
To interview that many people, you'll be dead by the time you finish.
Yeah, you're never going to enjoy the life you're creating because you're snapping too many.
I mean, no, we do it all over the internet. Everybody gives their answers and sends them in, and then basically
it gives you more work to do.
Not me. I'm gonna hire people to do
it. I thought you were the screener.
I'm
gonna make wise decisions. Now you're passing the buck to some Joe Schmo.
Well, if I trust some people to make some of the decisions.
Bureaucracy at its finest.
Yep.
Hey, that's what you do.
Typical.
Well, you don't want me to make it random. then you only have a 50% chance of surviving.
That's fine with me.
Wouldn't you rather have it to where if I'm gonna wipe out half?
I'm not in New York.
Well, I'm not wiping out just New York at this point. If it's gonna be New York and London, it's got to be everywhere else.
Not really.
Why not?
Because other cities are livable.
Well, we could get rid of half of our people real easily. You don't think the traffic would be a hell of a lot better?
Yeah.
You don't think?
Trust me. Like,
wouldn't have to wait in line to get to good restaurants?
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we should get rid of some.
I'm just saying. I mean, I think there is something to this.
You know what's kind of cool about London? So it's kind of like Houston. It's a very diverse city.
Yeah.
So there's people from all different ethnicities there. But if you see a dude here who, let's say he's Chinese, you kind of expect that he's going to sound Chinese. You see a dude here that looks Hispanic, he's going to sound Hispanic. A black guy is going to sound like a black guy. An Indian guy is going to sound like an Indian guy. There, they all sound like British people. Like, they all have the same accent.
Yeah.
It's so weird because the Middle Eastern cab drivers talk like James Bond. Like, they all sound the same.
You'll see guys that, especially, I know a lot of, especially from the Emirates and Saudis, they send their kids to schools.
Yeah.
At the big schools at Cambridge and Oxford. But they all, it's the same thing. They've got,
got turbans on. Yeah,
it looks like a wonderful day today.
Yeah, it's really
it's
weird.
Great weather today. So. Yeah, 713-780-3776. That is kind of interesting because, I love that accent when it's done well, and a lot of them do it well. But, oh well, sorry. Yeah, but the good news is once we recuperate, we get to go to Vegas in a couple weeks.
There we go, just in time.
Yeah, just when it started to get to where.
Yeah, right when we get back on normal body clock.
Yeah,
at least we'll do shows out there. It'll be normal. Although
we're doing one show in the morning, which actually I'm kind of looking forward to.
Yeah, we're gonna rotate the lineup on that day, and we're gonna do our show during Charlie's showtime. Charlie's gonna move into the Usual Suspects spot, and the Usual Suspects will do our show. But that'll be interesting. But that's just one day.
But it brings all the noon poker events into play.
Absolutely.
For First thing I thought was, oh, okay, if we're done, because it'll be what we'll be done at. 11 o'clock.
It'll be eight. We'll be on from 9 to 11. Yeah.
Well, there's $100 11 o'clock tournament at the AGM. Boom, done.
That's Assuming Las Vegas that's time. Here in Houston, you'll be on 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Just so listeners don't get confused. I'm making sure nobody else does.
Well, okay, they don't need to get confused, but for our perspective, that's what I care about. So we said now I just picture cab drivers sounding like Sean Connery. That's his is more.
They all kind of do. That's not a joke.
Yeah, I guess so. Did you do a lot of cabs and Ubers and stuff?
Yeah.
Because we just did the underground, which I liked it, except, but boy, when it gets really crowded and you're like all stuffed in there, that's not pleasant.
That was a comfort thing. And it
ain't cheap.
It ain't cheap. No. Uber is, like, you would think Uber is, like, here, Uber's way cheaper than cabs. It's not there.
Yeah. Oh, the cabs aren't cheap either. It was 100 pounds from the airport to the hotel.
That's so, which is like, what, 115, 120 bucks?
Yeah. Which I guess isn't that bad, but it also took an hour and a half.
Right.
And our cab driver looked like Winston Churchill. And you'll never guess who he liked.
I won't.
Boris Johnson.
Oh, there you go.
He's a Boris. And it's like, he's talking for 5 minutes. Like, oh, he's a Boris Johnson guy. 832 says his three-year-old watches Peppa Pig and now has implemented an English accent.
A camp event. My kids did that for a while, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they liked some Peppa Pig when they were little.
Oh, man. So, I guess we've got, what do we do now that we don't have Astros to beat up anymore? The Rockets get the Warriors, unfortunately.
They get the team formerly known as the Warriors.
You know what? That's okay. You still step on their throat.
Beat on them while you can.
Yeah. You owe them a few.
Yeah, now's the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And then in the playoffs, you'll be like, yeah, but we dominated them in the regular season. And
dude, I don't think they're making the playoffs.
You don't?
No. The Warriors?
I think it depends on how long Steph's out.
But, I mean, they could easily find themselves in a pretty big hole.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me. This could be just essentially
an
off year.
Yeah. And
but if they come back next year with healthy Steph, Clay, and Draymond,
they'll be fine.
I expect they'll be right back in the mix.
Well, and I kind of – actually, I don't want to think too far ahead, but it would kind of be from a betting standpoint – I bet if they have a really bad year and then all those guys come
maybe
back
you get some
year,
value.
I think you would get some value on it. Probably in win totals and to win the whole thing. All right. We are out here at the Grove, which is awesome. And it's a beautiful night out here on the patio as we celebrate the launch of Automotive Map. So we met Sean Connery is Scottish. Yeah, I know that.
It just said James Bond.
Yeah, fine. James Bond was not Scottish.
Yeah.
Merkin.
People argue over the dumbest stuff.
I know.
We're not arguing over what the best poker room in Houston is.
And there's no doubt.
It's Lions Poker Palace.
And guess what? They've got this great rush hour special going now. The first 40 cash players, first time check-in for that day between 5:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., they play free for the rest of the day. How about that? The rush hour special, free for the rest of the day.
Nice.
And that's all you have to do is check in between 5:30 and 7:30. How about that?
That is cool. And I always tell people, make sure you check out their Facebook page because that'll tell you what tournaments are going on, what kind of games they're playing, how much, when. But you got to go in and see this place for yourself, 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. Get the food. The food is great. It's BYOB. They've got televisions all over the place, and they've always got some great games going. Like I said, Lions Poker Palace, 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. Go check it out today.
To descend in the physical, to spread kindness to those whose hearts have grown cold.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the Grove at Discovery Green, for the launch of Gal Media's newest website, Automotive Map. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we're back on the Blitz, live here at the Grove. What a beautiful night to be out on the patio as another big celebration for Gal Media. We launched yet another website, Automotive Map, which I think is going to be very cool.
Yeah. So,
buddy Michael from Pick Me is out here taking pictures, so I'm not going to post for any pictures tonight. I look like I've been in a plane for 10 hours.
Nor am I.
And haven't shaved in 2 days. Lamont says, you going to discuss Larry Johnson versus Deshaun Watson, or were you all en route when that happened?
You didn't hear about it?
I didn't hear about it, no.
Yeah, Larry Johnson. So after the game, Deshaun Watson said that he ate a spicy chicken sandwich from Popeyes this week, and that helped heal his eye. And okay. Larry Johnson basically called him a I don't know how it, I don't know how to say it properly. Basically saying he was a puppet. He said, when players say dumb bleep like this, it's hard not to believe they are just handled puppets I spoke of. 2019 and still shucking and jiving the chicken stereotype. So.
Has Larry Johnson lost his mind?
Well, Larry Johnson today is only tweeting about Epstein. So, I mean, this is just what he is now. Which is fine. And by the way, somebody in Maryland died today. They stabbed him. Somebody got stabbed over the Popeye's chicken sandwich. So it's clearly – it's a valuable thing, that Popeye's chicken sandwich.
I could safely say I haven't had it.
I haven't either.
And I don't really want to get stabbed or criticized by Larry Johnson for it. So I'll probably pass.
Well, if you say it has – healing powers, Larry Johnson might criticize you.
But, I mean, is that all he does now is just basically...
Yes.
See, but that's... You know what, though? There you go.
But we're still talking about Larry Johnson, who hasn't played in the league in forever. And
really, yeah.
Who was like a flash in the pan for a couple years and just gone.
Completely irrelevant at this stage. So, 832 says Larry Johnson is what happens when conspiracy theorists get CTE.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, I hope to be
cut. I think Deshaun was just having fun. He was making a joke. Yeah,
I don't think there was any – I don't think there was a conspiracy behind that.
No.
But you never know. I mean, I don't know. And Larry Johnson going to be right about something at some point, isn't he?
Eventually. Well, I think he might be right about this Epstein thing. But I don't think he's the only one.
Yeah, I haven't seen what he said about that either. So.
Well. Yeah, well, I don't want to get into it on the show. You could get into your own things on it.
Yeah, but. I'm not that really interested.
Yeah,
I'll be caught up by tomorrow.
It's just government cover up stuff. No big deal.
Oh, okay.
You're into that kind of stuff.
Well, not. It depends.
You like it when it's about aliens.
Yes, if there's an alien cover up, which
not so much, politically funded cover ups of pedophile rings. You're not into that.
Not really.
Yeah.
No.
Aliens way cooler.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Aliens are cooler than pedophiles.
Yeah.
On the list of, I mean, that's an easy one. What's cooler, alien or pedophile?
Aliens.
Of course. That's a no-doubter. So, I mean, to be fair, a lot of things cooler than pedophiles.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything that's not a pedophile, cooler than a pedophile.
Yes, it's like the bottom of the list.
Yeah. If you're ranking, I would say pedophile is the UMass of...
Listen, Akron beat UMass, though.
So, yeah, UMass.
Oh, no, UMass beat Akron.
Okay,
I mean.
So maybe they're the Akron. One or the other.
Yeah, they're one.
They're down there with murderers, right? Yeah. So it's they're UMass.
They're in Bengals, Jets, Dolphins range. I mean.
But that for.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, I'm going to give you something else that we're much better at than those guys. Whiskey, especially right here in Houston with Whitmire's Distillery. And, guys, you know their great products, the Space City Vodka. How about their brand-new rye and bourbon blend? You can check those out at Specs now. They're in liquor stores all over the city. It is fantastic. It's their new product, and it is great. And if you haven't booked your holiday party yet, how about this? You need to book your holiday party at Whitmire's. You can do a barrel pick with your group, and they'll bottle it for you right there so you can take home your own bottle. Or you can go tour the distillery. It's at 16711 Hollister Street in Houston. Or just go to Whitmire's.com to book your tour. You can get Whitmire's at Specs and other liquor stores all over the city. And, guys, you know all about the other great products that they have, but you've got to try this rye bourbon blend. It is fantastic. We had some in a couple weeks ago, and we all got to check it out. And I got to tell you, I've got a bottle at home. And tonight, that's what's going to happen. That's how I'm going to celebrate getting home from being overseas, is with the new rye bourbon blend. But have your party out there. Guess what? We're going to be out there. We're going to do this, I believe, next Thursday, the 14th, whenever the 14th is. We're going to be out there, and the Blitzers are going to get to help pick our bottles. How cool is that? All right. Whitmire's Distilling.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the Grove at Discovery Green, for the launch of Gal Media's newest website, Automotive Map. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. Bacon wrapped quail.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, strong.
It may just be that I'm really starving, too.
Could be that.
Because the plain food, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind? Did you get fancier food than me?
Probably. What did you get?
First meal, I had chicken tandoori.
We had a choice of, like, four things. Did you have that? They give
no.
you a card, and you get to choose four things.
I had chicken tandoori or a spinach pasta.
Okay, yeah, I had.
What'd you have?
Basically, we had a choice of a curry dish.
That's what that was, chicken tandoori.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, we had the same thing then.
And then for the second meal, we just got a pastrami sandwich.
Oh, see, we got a little pizza.
Oh, okay.
But
was it hot?
Yeah, it was hot.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I don't really do box pizza, so it just wasn't, you know, it was just enough to stay, to keep from passing out, basically. So. Which, you know, hey.
That's for later on tonight.
Yeah, I'm actually going to – that's a good plan. I think I'm going to go home, do a little work, and –
drink a little whiskey.
Drink a little of that whiskey.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
I'm going to go home, watch some –
college basketball.
Some low-end college basketball, and actually I'll probably go watch the big game, the Michigan State-Kentucky game tonight. So that'll probably – and I didn't even really bet on that one, so that one will –
yeah, the boss in the house.
Yes, sir.
Sharp.
Hello.
Of course, he always
fill my quota for the evening.
I think I'm going to try to catch up on some TV that I missed because I've been watching that Watchmen.
Uh huh.
First two, I'm real impressed. It's one of those I could see it going either way, but so far so good.
Kind of like you at the cockpit.
Yeah. Well, no, there's only one way to go there, AJ. When I heard that name, I thought it was a strip bar.
Yeah.
To be honest. But, hey. But, no, it's a really cool place. And I will – I don't know if I'll do it tonight or tomorrow, but just for those of you who are ever thinking about going, I'll write a little travel story that will be for Sports Map and Culture Map. And I don't really know what's going on with Sports Map today because
– you haven't looked at it.
I haven't had a chance to look at it.
It's not your problem.
Yeah, it is again starting tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that'll be a different
back
day.
Back to being my problem. So, what do we got over there?
To do a show, you can eat this stuff at. All right, thank
okay.
you.
We'll all try one. Thank you.
Yeah, we've got hors d'oeuvres being passed around while we're doing the show.
Well, that's there's worse things.
You could have waited till the break to eat it.
No. It's small. Look how small it is.
I know it's small, but you could have waited till the break.
No, the break's like 8 minutes away, so.
Oh, that would have been fine. That's fine, the end of the show. You could wait till the end of the show. It would have held. That's all right.
Well, it's gone. So
it's gone now. You've already done the deed.
Yeah. Again, a little bit hungry, so. Oh, man.
Should have eaten your box pizza.
Well, I should have eaten the whole thing, yeah. I had about half of it. It wasn't bad. It was just box pizza.
There's also Maction on tonight.
Oh, yeah?
So if you're not into college hoops.
Who's playing?
Kent State and Toledo, and then I think there was another game too. It was like Ohio Miami of Ohio's tomorrow. Ball State Western Michigan tonight.
Okay.
So
probably be started by the time I get home though.
Likely, yeah.
So
Toledo Kent State's 14-10 into the first.
Okay.
So they're already well underway.
So I guess Jim Crane spoke out and said he's going to take a run at Gerrit Cole. Says we don't know if we can get to where they want to get. Boris is tough to deal with, but we're going to take a run at it.
I mean, that's,
you have to say.
I expected him to say exactly that, and honestly, I expect the. Do I expect the Astros to offer him the most? No. Do I expect them to be competitive? Yeah. But is competitive going to be good enough? Probably not, would be my guess.
No, I'll take one. Yeah, I kind of feel like, well, I'll say what I said all along. I feel like the Angels are going to offer him 7 years, 35 a year. I don't see the Astros doing that.
I don't see that.
I don't see many teams doing that.
I could see the Yankees doing it.
Maybe. Although, you know, the Yankees and the Red Sox haven't been the ridiculously spending teams that they've been in the past.
No, but that's all the more reason to open up the purse strings a little bit when someone like this comes along.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the going price. I will stick to what I always say. I don't like giving long-term deals to pitchers.
I don't mind how good they are. Because, I mean, if you get the first 5 years, and I'm not worried about what the last two are, and Justin Verlander is pitching deep into a ridiculous contract and getting better as it goes on.
Yeah, but there's just as many that don't.
Yeah.
And
but that's everybody.
I mean, but I'd be a little concerned too that he was good with the Pirates. It was never anything like what he did this year. I don't know that he's ever repeating this year.
Might not.
And that's what you're paying him for, is to be that pitcher.
Yeah.
So I'd still do it if I were the Astros, because long term, the Astros, I mean, how much longer do you expect Verlander to go?
How much longer is your window, is what you mean? Like,
I think your window's next year with this particular group.
Probably so, unless you re-sign Cole, and then it extends a little
bit. But then, you know,
you've got to replace Verlander at the end of that.
You've got to worry about, well, if you do sign Cole, then you're not bringing back Springer and Correa both.
No, probably not.
And I just think there's, you know, next year is not, I don't want to say it's their last year with this group, because I kind of feel like Luno's built a Cardinals-type team that they're going to be good every year and just maybe not World Series contenders every year. But I think next year is their last year with this group as a World Series contender, because by then Gurriel's going to be 36. You're going to have to start looking at, now if Tucker, we got Tucker and Alvarez to build around now, or maybe if Forrest Whitley becomes what you thought he was going to be,
maybe it extends.
Then that extends things. But you're still going to have Altuve and Bregman, and as long as you got those two guys, you got the makings of a good lineup. But pitching wise, that's always going to be the question.
Yep.
And the one thing I think is a fair criticism, they have not developed young pitchers. I mean, Lance McCullers is probably the best one.
Yeah.
And you know, Whitley hasn't developed. You know, Keady came up and was good this year, but do we think that's
going to continue? We don't know if it's long-term.
Framber came up and looked good for a while last year, and he's not any good.
Nope.
So,
and who's the guy who pitched, like, one good game and then just sucked?
Who was the – and then wound up getting Tommy John surgery.
Are you talking about CNL Perez?
No, the kid from A&M.
Oh, Corbin Martin.
Yeah. And then he wound up getting Tommy John.
Yeah, there
he
goes.
Didn't they trade him?
No, I don't think so. I think he's still around, but just not around.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's the thing. You just don't know what these guys are going to develop into.
Yeah, he was part of that Greinke trade, I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He was part of the Greinke trade.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that shows how much I miss him.
Yeah, well, as I recall, it was him, and it was the other pitcher that was supposed to be really good that hadn't developed yet either, whose name is escaping me because
he's a prospect and he hasn't amounted to anything yet. So basically,
but he's one of those guys we always heard about, and then it's like he never did anything.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, you guys fall in love with these prospects, you go right ahead.
Yep.
But, I hope that they can make a run at him. I think it would be cool if they were able to re-sign him. But if they're not, I think they'll go out and get somebody else. And they've been very good about filling the holes on the roster by going out and getting the right players. And they went out and got Cole. I mean, the way they did that, what they gave up was nothing. You got 2 great years out of the guy.
Yep.
And
they've been smart about signing free agents.
Yeah.
You know, when it came, like, Wade Miley this year, until the wheels fell off. But
Miley was really useful for them all year long. And
if I told you
until he had too many innings on
him. I said, this is what you'll get out of Wade Miley, and I gave you his accumulated numbers for the year, you'd absolutely take that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the same thing with Chuck Morton a couple years ago. So you could have gotten that. I mean, if you could find another guy like that, then you're in great shape. And, you know, obviously it's easier said than done.
Well, even offensively, finding Michael Brantley for a two-year deal, reasonable two-year deal.
Yep.
They're so good at that. And there's a lot of signings that they make where, you know, you look at the time, you say, like Wade Miley was like, okay.
Well, hell, even Charlie Morton was kind of meh when you signed him because he couldn't stay healthy, and it was like, what are we doing with this? But it turns out Charlie Morton, pretty damn good. And Charlie Morton's a guy who makes you feel like Garrett Cole is repeatable somewhere else because whatever they taught Charlie Morton here, it went with him. He was able to fold it up, put it in his pocket, and carry it with him.
Yeah, and I'm sure Cole will. I think his game will carry a lot more than a lot of these guys. I mean, I don't know. Especially if he goes to the Angels, he's not going to have the lineup around him.
No.
And certainly defensively, I mean, I think Simmons is really good defensively, but the rest of that team,
I mean, Trout's pretty good defensively, too.
Yeah, but they're not anywhere near as good as the Astros defensively.
Probably not.
So there'll be some drop-off there. But, you know, if you're the Angels, that's a guy you got to go get.
I mean, yep.
And it would be an Angels-like move.
It makes him certainly more relevant.
Yeah, but it's – I mean, I think it'd be a –
But I don't know if it's a fixer for them. I don't know if it fixes everything.
Well, it doesn't fix everything.
And you're putting a lot of money into two guys. And then you've got to be really, really good about how you build around them.
But that's – they've always done that. They've always put money into a couple of guys.
Yeah.
But, that franchise is making it hand over fist. They're not too worried about it. I don't really have a Heyman bleep that today because
– No, I don't either.
I mean – This whole day has been hey man bleep that.
Exactly.
So
Glenn Davis coming up next. Oh, soccer matters.
Indeed.
Glenn Davis. And you're sticking around to do a segment with him, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good, Glenn. I gotta get out of here. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm
wiped.
I agreed to do this before I realized how bleeping tired I was.
Yeah.
But I did agree to do it, so I will stay for a segment.
Oh, he will.
Yeah.
He's gonna stay.
Oh, I'll stay, yeah. Plus I need to shake some hands and kiss some babies around here after that, so what's that? I can't even hear him.
He asked if you want to. He likes vodka water.
Vodka water, yeah. If we're buying drinks here. Yeah.
Yeah,
if you're buying me a drink, I'll take a vodka water.
That'll get him through.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll just slam that, too. So by the end of the segment, I'll be like, ah, man.
All right. Back to normal tomorrow. Back in studio, back in the house. We should be back on track.
Hopefully we'll be back to normal. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And look forward to doing it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
Sports.